Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Well, that's all we have time for Monday, the 4th of April. I'm what? Charles Firth, and with me are Alexa, Gabby, and John.
Yeah, hold on. What do we have time for?
Like, well, we've just started.
No, but it's just I've been told my intros are too sort of upbeat and convention. They're the same every day. Oh. And so I just thought, why don't we just start with a farewell?
Well, it's definitely different.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I just imagine everyone in their podcast thing immediately skipping. That's the end of the last episode.
Smart. Get them to skip the rest of the episode. That's great.
Does that mean we don't have to do the rest of the record then?
Unfortunately, we do.
That's all right.
Including some comments that Barnaby made last week, Gabby.
Yeah. Oh. Barnaby got on a good old Q&A as we all...
They're still running that thing?
Fuck, I hope it was Q&A. Otherwise, it's just another show with red and blue panel lights. But so he was on there with Jackie Lambie and some other people that I didn't bother learning the names of. And they were talking about the housing crisis. Mm. And how it just keeps getting more crisis-y.
That old
chestnut. And basically Jackie was sort of expressing that it's really hard for people to buy a house and like renters should be taken care of because the majority of the population is renting. I don't know what kind of world we're living in where Jackie Lambie keeps making more and more sense every single time I hear her talk. But yeah, and then Barnaby, he chimed in with, this is a bullshit argument because, I bought my first house with guess how much he said to make it more relatable for everyone else. Okay. He was able to save.
$2 million?
Well, no, he lives in the regions. Like, nobody wants to live in Armidale.
Right. So, how much
so I reckon his house would probably have been, $400,000 or $500,000.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, so I reckon cheap. It would be that cheap. So
yeah, that is pretty cheap.
So probably, like a deposit, he probably only needed, $40,000 or something? Probably $80,000.
Maybe? Oh, no, but he's talking about outright.
No, outright.
He bought the whole house.
Of course he did.
Wait, what? Let's play.
Can't pay rent and save. Okay, you just can't do that. We all know that. Not on minimum wages. It's just unrealistic.
I disagree with that. First house I bought cost me $67,000. Now,
Barnaby, I don't know what planet you're on, but you're looking at $600,000 now, and that's on a good day. Yeah, third income.
It's good news, everybody, because Barnaby bought a cheap house a long time ago. You're
it's great.
Oh my God, $67,000.
How out of touch.
He paid through the nose.
But where? Where do you get it? Like, even back in the day,
he actually bought a wombat's house.
He's not that old. Like, he's not old enough to pay $67,000.
Maybe he was drunk when he bought it, which, I mean, you know, good odds.
Yeah.
And he thought it was $67,000.
It was $670,000?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he bought it off of Angus Taylor as kind of like, I give you $70 million for the water.
Yes.
Give me the house for $67,000.
Yeah, true.
But then the house wouldn't exist.
True.
Yeah.
Well,
he bought it off Angus Taylor.
Maybe he bought it off Josh Frydenberg, and we finally found out where that $60 billion went.
Coming up on the show, we're talking about the Ben Robert Smith defamation trial, which is going really well.
We can't talk about that, can we?
Well,
big defamation trial, big scary word.
Yeah, but I think we can now safely say that Ben Robert Smith is too busy losing other defamation cases to bring one against us. Yeah. And also, John has a story about cops.
Yeah, in America, they have a brand new forensics technique that works like magic.
Ooh, okay. Mm. Well, all that and more coming up. But first of all, let's go to Rebecca Dayanumino in the Chaser newsroom.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Polls have revealed that the ALP is set to win the federal election on the back of a massive swing toward Labor from disgruntled Liberal politicians. History says the LNP politician demographic has traditionally been a strong one for the Libs, but less so if everyone in the coalition hates their leader with a burning passion. Heir to the News Corp throne, Lachlan Murdoch, has slammed the ABC for being media elites who don't relate to everyday Australians. The Australian who lives in America additionally stated it is impossible to compete with the ABC when News Corp only owns 70% of national media publications. Crowds have descended on Parliament in celebration after witnessing Scott Morrison bungle his 1,000th national disaster since coming to power. Asked how he will be celebrating the milestone, representatives said that there is no time for festivities. With all the disasters happening, Morrison is incredibly busy booking flights overseas. Those are the latest headlines for the Chaser Report. I'm the one and only Rebecca De Unamuno.
Now, with this next story, we need to tread a little carefully, guys, because we're talking about Ben Robert Smith, and he's currently suing Channel 9 for defamation.
Yes.
So he's somebody who sues people for defamation. So
oh, that's. I thought we were scared because he's going to kick us off at Cliff. No, defamation. Okay.
Defamation. Okay. Defamation.
Thank God we cleared that one
and
up.
And to be clear, he denies any wrongdoing. So let's just anyway. Let's
He said he's not an evil war criminal.
Okay, and I just want to let's just focus.
Yeah.
Sorry, redacted.
Yeah, yeah, and remember, you know, like we are not a reliable news source, so you know, like credibility.
And some people aren't reliable.
And if you're looking for a reliable news source, maybe we point you in the direction of
Channel 9.
No,
Channel 7, actually.
Yeah, the one news source we should all trust in this is obviously Channel 7, who Ben Robert Smith is a boss at, and they give you great information about his abs.
Yeah. A few days ago, Channel 9 brought into the trial a guy who can't be identified. He's codenamed Person 66. He was a former SAS soldier. He worked with Ben Robert Smith over in Afghanistan. There's a whole lot of allegations swirling around. And last year, the Inspector General actually did a report which showed that, and they found that there was credible information that 39 people were unlawfully killed in Afghanistan during this period.
Just 39? Like
attributed to Ben or just...
Like just general, just the vibe. Specifically the
SAS. It's giving Chernobyl.
Well, Australian I think this is part of what, you know, is at issue in the case is, you know, was it Ben sort of telling everyone to kill these people or not? Anyway, point is, what Channel 9 wanted to ask this guy is, did Ben Robert Smith order you to kill this innocent guy who was actually under their... They'd already captured the guy completely... It's a war crime to then just shoot them in the back of the head. This Person 66 guy doesn't want to testify, right? But and the reason is, he goes, this might be used in evidence against me, right? I don't want to incriminate myself, right?
Nothing sounds more guilty.
So then the court turns around and goes, okay, we'll give you this certificate that allows you to testify, and that testimony cannot be used in an Australian court of law.
It's a license to kill.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, well, it's a license to be able to
admit your... Number 007.
Yep. And then the guy turns around and goes, yeah, thanks for that certificate, but... what about the ICC? Like, what about the international?
You wouldn't send a war criminal to an international court, would you? Come on, give me some documents.
They might listen in. This is what his lawyer honestly said. They might be listening into this testimony. I don't want to testify because, you know, there's places in The Hague that might be interested in the tale that I've got to spin, right?
The yarn and then, that I have.
And then on Friday, the judge went, oh, okay, yeah, that's a good point. You don't have to testify anymore. And Channel 9
problem
has gone,
solved.
If we got this testimony, they reckon that would just seal the deal that their defence, that basically they're telling the truth about Ben Robert Smith, which, you know, allegations which he completely denies, you know, that it was fait accompli. But instead, because of the fucking ICC chasing up all these war criminals and the risk that this person 66 might become involved, we can't hear the fucking juice.
My God.
We can't spill the tea.
Oh, you're sad because you want the goss.
I want the goss on the – but also – but it's sort of like my crimes are so heinous. Like the argument was essentially my crimes are so heinous that I can't possibly – you know,
divulge them,
and the judge just went fair enough.
That whole tell the truth, nothing but the truth. That's all just a bit of fun.
Yeah. To be fair, I think that's like a really, really refreshing episode in the whole Ben Robert Smith saga. Because the thing that annoyed me so much is that he became this poster boy for war crimes. Like, he's what's wrong with the Australian army in Afghanistan. I'm just like, well, no, the whole thing is a massive crime.
Well, it's a bit bad.
It's nice to know there's other people who allegedly maybe also did horrible stuff.
Well, I've been like following the story for ages because at least during the whole part when it was his side doing the evidence, which was the first 6 months of this case, it was like everything that they bring forward in his defense just made him look worse, which was like they were bringing in stuff that Channel 9 didn't know that was still also war crimes. And he was like, no, we didn't do that thing. What? No, he's like, well, like one of the things was like, he was like, no, when I crashed the car into the cliff, that was because I was trying to shoot a stray dog.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's also still bad. But we lost.
I suppose it does make him look marginally better.
Yeah. And that's all you need in a court of law. Yeah. I always wonder what's the like logical limit? How bad can a defamation case get? Like, could he just go to jail after this? Or no, whatever happens in the case is.
Like, well, there is actually a theory that the reason, like, he's playing sort of 4D chess and that actually by getting it out in a trial where it's all based on balance of probabilities, it's very, very hard to prove truth when you're defending a defamation case, as Channel 9
is.
Like, it may well be that despite all this testimony, they go, well, yeah, but it still was defamatory, right? Like, lots of this stuff was true, but you know, the way you said it was still defamatory, at which point, even if he only gets awarded $1, he can walk away and go, see, vindicated. And,
oh, my God.
And then that makes it less likely that he'll face other consequences.
Holy
That's a
shit.
That well, is a theory.
One of the things that happened recently was when he argued the claim in one of the pieces that he was an accused.
sorry. Hey, shut up. Okay, well, we'll talk to the lawyers and you'll hear a very edited version of this raid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
So, John, cops.
Yeah, so I was looking for new advances in science. And so I went to the one place that...
As you do.
So I was looking at the one place that's always got the best news.
Mm.
Local Facebook. News in America.
Oh, wow, cool.
And so I found out, just like how America loves to throw all their resources at the police, luckily police in Tennessee have made a brand new technique for forensics. They started using witchcraft.
Cannot wait for CSI witches.
Law and Order SVU.
I've got the DNA from the scene. We don't need that. What we need is a pig's liver.
I came as fast as I could. I have the eye of Newt. Wizard cops.
Sadly, it's less wizard cops and more just regular old witchcraft. It came out because a trainee police officer who was also learning about forensic stuff at university got confused when he said that he was handed dowsing rods during his training on how to find bodies.
Wait. They've got so many guns in the US. Are you sure he wasn't just handed two guns? It's exactly the same shape.
Well, don't worry. They'll give it. Apparently the dowsing rods they use in the police in Tennessee have the grip of a gun, and they just
of course they do
like a piece of plastic on the top of it.
Now, are you absolutely sure that this wasn't a story that came out on like April Fool's Day last Friday? Like, is this? Are you sure this is true?
Yeah, this was so. Apparently, they were given rods, and the entire training team were like, "Oh, this is a joke," and then they started laughing. But then the police trainer got very annoyed that they were laughing and treating the witchcraft without the respect it deserves.
And he turned them into frogs. So that's what you get for laughing. So it's just the police in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Wait, where's Salem?
It's in New Hampshire, isn't it?
Oh, no, Massachusetts.
Yeah,
oh,
so,
Massachusetts.
Yeah, so they're sort of using the opposite of this. Of
oh, you'd think they'd be using witchcraft. They love that shit.
Mm. No, they, but no. This is like witches. The opposite. So the big criticism that's come out from forensics groups is that apparently it's not scientific. Luckily, though, obviously Tennessee police have defended using witchcraft and pointed out that they have just gotten approval to use witching as a piece of evidence in a murder trial in Georgia.
Fuck yeah.
Which means that legally in America, witchcraft is now considered scientific evidence in the court of law.
I mean, I think that's awesome. Mm. That's like so much better than how they usually decide things with like racial profiling and stuff. Mm. Witchcraft is like more of a science.
Well,
surely.
No, I think it's more that they have now got a bigger and better loophole to use racial profiling and call it witchcraft. Oh, I can't help it. The chakra
like
told
Trayvon me to do it. Trayvon Martin was trying to put a hex on me, so I had to shoot him.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
But the police trainer has put out a statement defending him. Quote, you either find the body or you don't.
You got to wonder if they ever prove they can find a body with the dowsing rods. Surely that just makes them more suspicious, right?
Well,
oh, it was the dowsing rods. I have no idea how this body got here.
Turns out it was in my basement. What a crazy technology.
The witches must have put it there to send a message.
Our gear is from Rode Microphones and we are part of the Acast Creator Network. See ya.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.